This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
Feeling really well.
I don't know
how to do my job anymore.
Yeah, why is that?
It's a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Any weekend longer than 2 days, I do forget very subtly how to do this job.
Yeah, it's funny. I always feel like you need like a almost like a bullpen area. You know, you just throw some audible pitches, so to speak. You just kind of get you warmed up and ready to go.
I should just do like, I should like call my friends in the business and be like, hey, Tuesday, like 9:30 in the morning, I'm going to need 10 minutes. You just ask me a couple questions just to get the engine started.
Oh, this is where our friends in Portland could really come into use.
Yeah, they did not call me this week. I really could have used
big
that.
Big time shocker.
I could have used that that long toss out there in Portland.
Yeah, you are Portland's favorite, so there we go.
That's what people say about me. But no, I mean, it was great. We got the big Ohio State win, which, I mean, I did not see it. I did not see that coming, where Arch Manning didn't look like a pro-ready quarterback. I didn't think he'd look great, but I didn't think he'd look that bad until like the second half. But it was a nice Ohio State win. We got the LSU-Clemson win, which was perfect. And may I say, my quarterback Deadpool could not be looking better right now. Drew Aller won the game convincingly. Let's see. Garrett Nussmeier won the game convincingly. Carson Beck won the game convincingly. It's good to be the king.
It's week one. This is why we have the Deadpool with each week. Yeah. It's week one.
Yeah, we should just get off. So you ready to cut Arch Manning?
No, I'm not ready to cut Arch Manning.
You were one bad Arch Manning game away. If it happens this next weekend, you're going to be selling stock on that. You're going to be stuck with...
No chance. The only way I end up... No, no, no. You know what's going to happen is they're going to finally let the governor off of him, and then he's going to do what Will Howard did in the playoffs last year, and everyone's still going to be fawning over him. And then I'd just be the idiot that dropped Arch Manning. Oh, there's a lot of things I want to be the idiot of, not the idiot that dropped Arch Manning.
Would you rather be the idiot that dropped Arch Manning?
By the way, as a second-round value pick, too, by the way. We need to in a three-round draft. I got him as a second-round
value pick. I got Carson Beck value pick in the ninth, the last pick of the draft, and he looked pretty good.
It's not great that like my big thing I'm hanging on to is a sweet Sam Lovett pick. Like that's not, I understand that's not great. That's not where I want to be.
He had 200 yards, I believe.
Yeah.
Sam Lovett. Good for him. Good for him, as we say.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But while we talk about the 2026 quarterbacks, or maybe 2027 quarterbacks with Arch, I do think it's been interesting how so much of the reaction this weekend, and one of the guys on the sidelines will actually be joining us at 3, Albert Breer, to Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Barron, Kevin Stefanski, being papped sideline-wise at the Ohio State-Texas game. A lot of people took big jumps into the sea on that one.
Well, what else? What other jump are we supposed to make?
It's the biggest game in college football, and it's right down the road. That, of course, they were going to go.
Please. And then, okay, fine. Then explain why they got on a plane then and then went to the other biggest game in college football at night. Is Jimmy Haslam just some like a massive outside of Tennessee Vols football, biggest college football fan we've ever seen?
I do believe that they send people to almost all the big games.
Okay, but does Jimmy go from plane to plane? And does he go and hop over from Ohio State?
I don't follow Jimmy.
And then go to the big game on Saturday night. And then go, well, you need to start Jimmy tracking because that's what we're doing. When Jimmy and the whole entire crew goes from Ohio State, it wasn't just Ohio State, and you're going, oh, it's right down the road and we can figure that all out. They then take the plane right after that game as if they were as discouraged in Arch Manning as I was on Saturday.
So they just moved right on from Arch?
Like, all right, let's go check out the next batch of quarterbacks. Right on the plane, right over to the next game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there were a lot of assumptions made. I mean, Jimmy's the guy who's kind of famously said, what was it, 2 weeks ago when he was like, yeah, I've heard he's not coming out till 2027 anyways. And that wasn't that part of the line on Arch Manning like 2 weeks ago when Jimmy spoke to everybody?
I thought Jimmy was one of the first ones to he basically spoke on the Manning's family's behalf. Mm-hmm. But that again, are they planning for this year? Are they planning for next year? What exactly are they planning for? What I do know is that they were on the sidelines for what's supposed to be a generational quarterback, and then they got on their plane and went and watched Nussmeier versus Klubnik and what was supposed to be two of the top four quarterbacks taken in this year's draft. Like they're not being obvious about it if they're trying to tell us that they're not interested in these quarterbacks.
Maybe they just wanted to go to two really, really excitable games.
Oh, please. Oh, come on now.
I'll give you Clemson and LSU.
That sounds silly when you even say it. You know that.
I think the silliness is assuming that these guys have already moved on from 2025. Like, guys, you're always, if you have a second first-round pick the next year, will you be more invested, especially if you don't have a proven franchise quarterback right now? Will you be thinking ahead? Yes. It doesn't mean they've set sail on 2025.
Doesn't mean they set sail on 2025, but it definitely means that they are getting their prep and they're getting ready to go. Like I thought it was almost awkward how obvious it was what they were doing on Saturday, to the point where if I'm Dylan Gabriel or if I'm Shador Sanders, I'm like, wait a second. How am I supposed to feel about this if I'm those two?
I would probably look at my bank account every other week. Yeah, I'd probably look at that with the thing that says Brown's direct deposit. I would probably just chill on that
and find out how much career backups can make in the NFL.
Well, no, I mean,
that's what I'd be relying on.
If I was Shador or Dylan, I'd be thinking to myself, I can be the guy that stops you from doing that, right?
Okay, like, so and that might be a good sign. If Dylan Gabriel takes over in week 9, it looks good for a couple weeks, and instead of week 11, them going and watching Arch Manning or Drew Aller or whatever great quarterback seems to be playing great that given week, maybe that's a good positive sign for him, but it'd be really awkward if he's looking pretty good and then they still are making all these trips every single week.
And by the way, because they have two first-round picks, Antonio Williams is going to be a top 10 pick this year from Clemson. I'm going to go ahead and say LSU's got a couple guys who are going to be, you know, top 30, top 50
I mean,
picks
State's
this year.
Ohio State's got guys. Caleb Downs
so
is going to be
Texas.
Caleb Downs is a
so
top five pick.
The idea that everything these guys do is about quarterback, okay. I can understand the Arch. I still think the Clemson LSU thing is more of a logistical thing with the quarterbacks than I do Ohio State Texas, where it's just, no, we've got a lot of irons in the fire in 2026. And, you know, just because they, but I want to get back to it because I know you've said, well, I don't think it necessarily means they've set sail. I think a lot of people saw Haslam, Berry, and Stefanski at these big games and said, well, do they even care about 2025? It's like, they're rich. They do not live like you and me. Right? Like, you don't have to, like, you can be invested in the 2025 season and still use your private jet plane to take people that work for you to these other places
and
get this going in the right direction.
But they haven't done that the entire time that Haslam has been owning the team already. And it's evidenced by the idea that Kevin Stefanski on the press conference yesterday said that was the first major college football game he's ever attended.
Yeah, but not Andrew Berry and not Jimmy Haslam.
No, like, we have seen both of those.
Assuming that Kevin is honest.
You think Kevin's not honest when it comes to going to a major college football game?
Do I think Kevin has fibbed before, and do I think Kevin likes to downplay things?
I'll assume the honesty when it comes to him never going to an Ohio State game or never going to a major game. The first time that he's ever gone to a major college football game with Haslam, I'll take him on his word with that. Because Mary Kay said not only did he mention that in the press conference that we all heard, but she said he's heard that from him privately before, too. This has been a thing for a while with Kevin.
I just think this idea that people are thinking the Browns are already thinking about 2026 is silly. I really think that, and I bet you there are parts of that locker room that would like nothing more than to stick it in the eye of people like us, who I've been saying this is a 3-win team since January, and I believe you have also been somebody that's like, this is a 5-7-win team, right?
5-6. I don't think I ever got to 7.
Yeah. All right. Let's go 4-6. It sounds more impressive that way.
I don't even know that I did that.
But I do think, like, there are people in that organization, and by the way, Kevin's one of them. Like, Kevin is going to try and surprise everybody in 2025, and I think this idea that organizations pick and choose which seasons, no, the Browns didn't go all in this offseason because there were things limiting them. Yes, some of this became about 2026 when they made the Travis Hunter trade, but I think going too far into that, like, I guarantee you Kevin Stefanski's not like, all right, guys, hey, let's do the bare minimum here because we got to start thinking about 2026 when he's going into the locker room and starting to get everybody ready for the Cincinnati game.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing anything as far as telling themselves that they're not trying to win in 2025, but you can't tell me that wasn't a peculiar move in the way that the Jimmy Haslam flight charter went. Like, it was like, be less obvious about it in many ways.
But why? Why be less obvious?
Why be less obvious? Oh, well, obvious as you want, but then people are going to make comments that you're disagreeing with today. Like, they're going to make comments about the idea that they're thinking about the 2026 quarterback class.
And? But again, like, the idea that it's just about quarterback to me is where it's like, they might just be putting more emphasis on this because they do have two first-round picks next year, and they're likely to have three picks in the top 40. Like, they might be looking at this like, hey, let's get ahead out of this because we've also not been very good at drafting until apparently this year where they drafted an all-time.
I mean, but then they also saw three out of the top four quarterbacks in this class. Like, it's not, again, like, it'd be, that would fly.
Two of the four. Arch isn't in this class yet.
Arch is in this class. He hasn't declared or done anything with it, but like he's somebody you have to be watching and paying attention to in this. Like, I thought it was very obvious what I thought they were trying to do. I was surprised that they did it the way that they did it, and that's okay. Am I hating they were there? Of course not. Make your trips. Go do whatever you need to do. Find as much info and intel. Talk to as many people as you want to talk to if that's what you're really about.
NFL personnel go to the most widely anticipated two college football games of the weekend.
Two. Yes,
more.
Two.
More on the news.
No,
of
it's not just NFL personnel. It's owner, then GM, and then the head coach all together.
Yeah, NFL owners never go to college football games.
No, they do, but you're simplifying this in a way that you know is disingenuous.
I think boiling this down to they were only there for quarterbacks, that's not what you're doing, but that's been part of the discourse. And somehow that means they're out on 2025, I think
it
is the distilling
it to the dumbest
standpoint.
I just think they're really focused in on 2026 in some degree, and they're trying to get as much research as they can.
In football is.
Well, yeah, so that's why I'm not making a big deal about it, and I'm not saying they can't do it. They should be doing it, but then you also then get to understand why fans are turning around and be like, oh, little peculiar. They're at both of these college games that feature the best quarterbacks in the country. Oh, but then you can't turn around and tell us we're idiots for thinking that.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got Albert Breer coming up at 3 o'clock. He was photographed, sideline, Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam. What did they talk about? Was it all about the quarterbacks? He can answer this question for us, and what is 2025 about for the Cleveland Browns? Albert joining us at 3 o'clock. We got quick hits at 2:40. We got the Peterlin Pass at 3:40. And Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, joining us, Cleveland.com. Oh, wait, that was yesterday. God, time is
I was going to say, surprised me with that one. Yeah. I was like,
That's on me. No Peterlin Pass. But Lance Reisland is joining us, and threw myself off there, at 6 today. But are the Browns already planning for 2026 already? And Kevin Stefanski's bold claim of the return of Candid Jimmy in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I do think every team in the NFL that doesn't have a long-standing quarterback should be doing the same thing, which is the Saints, which is the Colts. Now, we can haggle over how high-profile the Browns were about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ohio State, Texas was in their backyards. Like, I don't know how much I really care about that aspect of it, but I continue to come back to, like, listen, I don't think they're going to be very good. I don't. I think they're a 3-5 win team. And I think even 6 wins feels ambitious because I think lost on a lot of people is, well, the Browns have talent, so does the rest of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns' best talent is older and injury prone. That's not a great recipe for succeeding this year. But for people kind of trying to skip sim on this season already, or for people just not into it, it's like, I'm excited to see what Joe can do. I'm excited to see if either Dylan or Shador can grab the reins at any point. And I think trying to fast forward through that, I don't think it really makes a whole hell of a lot of sense.
You have been playing a lot of college football with that. Just press the sim button.
Yeah. Especially at the end of the season when you're like, 12-0, you're like, just give me the championship game. I'm not playing through all this other crap.
I think you're right. And I think it's odd that, so I love all this part of football. I love the idea that you get to go through what this upcoming season will be. Now I know people are, that sounds crazy. Like, when, if they start off 0-7, 0-8, I probably will regret some of those words, but I like the process of it all. And I do love the idea of finding out which rookies are going to end up being on this team long term, which guys are actually good, which guys actually suck, which guys you need to keep, which guys you don't need to keep. Like I like the process of it all.
And here's the thing. The Browns, when we say the Browns, I'm talking about the people who actually control what happens between between the sidelines, the people who go out there and play, the people who are on the sidelines. Those people aren't simming past this season. And I think there's ambiguity for a lot of fans in a way that's maybe put people off. I think it was easier to embrace we're tanking because you knew, okay, nope, just I'm going in, I'm looking at young players, mm-hmm. who's going to be here in the future, and I'm watching college football to see who's going to be part of the future once the draft comes in. This is not that. This might very well still lead you to the number one pick. But I continue to come back to, like, I think this is one of those teams that has a wide swath of potential outcomes, and everybody that actually means anything right now to wins and losses, including the 53 guys on the active roster, including Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff, they are trying to win.
Right, the season still matters, and if I'm Stefanski and Andrew Berry, despite the trips with Jimmy Haslam, you can't feel safe in your job.
Yeah.
And despite the assurances that Jimmy Haslam has given him, you can't feel safe in your job. You have to try to win as many games as you can. You're not just hey, this season's going to happen, come and go, and that's it.
And like, do I give Dylan Gabriel or Shador, with given the positions they're in, do I give either a huge chance to steal the job long term? No, I don't. Because until I see them play on the field, you don't know when that opportunity is going to look like. You don't know, or you don't know when it's going to come. You don't know how many games each guy, or if either guy, is going to be given those games.
Right.
And then there's Joe Flacco starting ahead of them, and Joe controls this to some degree because he is playing, and if he cuts down on turnovers, makes a lot of big plays, and wins games, that is going to put off them playing as well. So now, while I don't think that's a huge chance, you still have to give them some chance because this organization, especially Dylan Gabriel, they really believe in Dylan Gabriel in a way that you and I don't.
Right, but you can see all the different routes that this goes. But even in saying all that, I'm encouraged by the idea that they went out to all these different sites over this weekend and they did have boots on the ground and they're talking to all these different people. Like it didn't feel like. Like it doesn't feel like they're focused in on 2026 to bypass 2025. And so as long as I feel like they're not just redirecting to 2026, I can feel good about that.
So it's interesting that you're saying this, because I do think some people who've applied the meaning of they're going on the quarterback tour and this is the only reason they're here, or the only reason they were there or in Death Valley or with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When they go to see Drew Aller or go to see Lenora Sellers, any of these guys, I think that was aspirational. I think people want this organization to just skim towards 2026, and some of that is just founded in the belief that you're really basing success of this season in part to, can Dylan Gabriel, a third-round pick, or Shedeur Sanders, a fifth-round pick, pull the sword from the stone, and people understand how low probability that is. Mm-hmm. I understand that, like, that, to me, that, I'm, like, not you specifically believing, hey, this is all about these quarterbacks. I wouldn't necessarily push him back on you. It was just the wide swath of people who wanted that to be the only focus. And it's like, are we doing that because you're just not up for this season and you would like to just sim
maybe,
through this?
Maybe that's what it is for some people. But I also don't think it's a bad thing if they're doing their due diligence on these quarterbacks with the idea. Wasn't it always the idea that if Dylan or Shedeur or if somebody else came and took the job, then great. But like the idea has always been about 2026 in general. Okay, and here's another thing I was thinking about as well. Like, they didn't go see Shedeur at Colorado. Jimmy did not make that trip. Kevin did not make that trip. Andrew Berry did not make that trip until after the season was already gone, right? We had all sorts of reports about people with the New York Giants that were living in Colorado, but we didn't have anything from the Browns, right? Same thing you can say with Dylan Gabriel and with a lot of these top quarterbacks. They weren't making those trips during the season. And what happened with Shedeur in particular, though? Shedeur ended up having all these conversations about how when he showed up to the draft, he was this guy and he was a nuisance and he was that and he was problematic and all these other things. Well, if they meet these quarterbacks now and they meet the people around him now, there's no chance when you get to February they can skew the opinion when you've already made up your opinion in your mind about what you think about these young men.
Now, with that being said, I do think you posed an interesting pre-show question to me that I think Jimmy being at both these games, I do think this is on the table to talk about, and that's whether this is a sign. Jimmy being at both games is a sign that he is back to being involved the way maybe he was in 2016, 2017.
He seems very, very involved. I thought the crew and I thought the Buck situation just kind of was like a decoy of sorts for him, a distraction of sorts. It got him away from the team. He was still around the team, but it got him away from being as involved. In the past like 3, 4, 5 months, it seems like he is as present as he's ever been, and then these trips signify even more to me that he is as here as he's ever been.
What a Sophie's choice we got going on our hands here. All right. Hey, Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, they walked into a situation where the cupboard was mostly full and have rode that to 2 winning seasons and 1 playoff win in 5 years, and now going on year 6. They get to choose your next quarterback. And if they don't, it's because hotshot candid Jimmy is back. Tough for me to be like, yeah, Jimbo's back.
Yeah, I want to know. Are you excited that Jimmy is back and ever present, or are you like, I don't know about this?
I mean, I think
I honestly didn't have that great of a reaction either way.
Here's the thing. I wish I could just be like, leave the football to the football guys. We've left the football guys, and it's also not worked out very well to this point.
I think the football guys will do a better job than Jimmy will. I'm fairly confident in that, but like it also plays with that same idea. How much control is he going to have, and how much is he going to go back to having? I really do. I mean, he really did. He kind of disappeared like a thief in the night over that couple-year stretch there, right around the Deshaun stuff, when everything started to really go haywire. He just kind of let everyone else deal with that. And now he's back, and
now that he's
very,
made
very
sure
present.
The Bucks will not sniff another championship in the Giannis Antetokounmpo era.
Hey, they re-signed Thanasis.
Yeah,
they,
well, but he's the guy that single-handedly hired Doc Rivers and run the rest of the town off there. Now he's back to priority number one.
I mean, these
let's get the Browns where they need to be.
They are very similar to people like me and you in many respects, with the idea that we all have our hobbies, and for them, owning football teams is a hobby in many sorts. And I feel like Jimmy is like me in my golf game. I have stretches where I'm obsessed, and other stretches where I'm like, well, okay, I still like it, but I can do something else for a little bit. It's kind of how it feels like with Jimmy.
What I think would be really interesting is for a hot minute there, it seemed like Jimmy became Jimmy D, JW.
It was everyone.
Yeah, it was everyone.
Yeah.
It was the Haslam daughters, like the whole family, right? And I don't know whether to take this as Jimmy is back and Jimmy has maybe taken over more control, or I don't know.
Well,
but
just know this, right? For a couple year stretch, every story started with D Haslam thinking this, and it was, everything was around D, and now we're back to seeing every story starting with Jimmy.
But I will say, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, okay, let me put it this way. It doesn't automatically make me feel better that Jimmy has now might want to be the adult in the room and be this visible with the Browns at these big games.
Unless does he really think this is like a collaborative thing between all of them? Is that what he's convinced himself of?
Yes.
Because we know he likes this with Dee Podesta.
Yeah.
As like, and this is the, honestly, when I first saw the photo, there was a photo first of it was Andrew Berry with Jimmy Haslam, and Stefanski was not in that photo, right? And I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, maybe Andrew Berry's just that. Maybe he's the one that is really in the inner circle. And maybe if I'm seeing this as Stefanski, I'm like, you're not in on it the way that Andrew Berry is. Maybe they get separated by the two, but then Stefanski's there. So maybe it's all just one big, we all think together, thought partners. There we go. One big thought partnership.
I mean, Jimmy's the ultimate thought partner. Okay, so I'm actually torn on this because I do think the owner has to get to know these kids personally if this is just all about the 2026 quarterback. And I think he has to be a part of that. The problem with Jimbo is that more often than not,
we still don't know if you can call him Jimbo or not. We don't know. We haven't cleared that.
I'm
not cleared that.
I think he'd be like, did Nick call me Jimbo? Okay, it's fine.
It was Nick? Nick did it?
Big fella. We like him sometimes.
Sure.
But no, I mean, I do think, like, I think it's important that he gets to know. The problem is he ends up going wild card and just being like, candidly, this is who I think you should take, and that's not what I want him doing, no matter whether Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski are here or whether it's a new brain trust as well.
Candidly, this homeless guy told me to do this.
Hey.
And so I'm doing it.
By the way, he's that wouldn't it be no, not gonna 216.
Temporarily unhoused is what you're going for.
No, I was gonna make a Paul Dee Podesta joke and it was gonna be off color. We don't need to do it.
Padone on Friday, he said a sentence candidly, and I thought he was making a joke and a reference to you always using candidly. And I was like, oh, he gets it. He gets the bit a little bit. And then he was like, no, this is just how I talk, basically.
Candidly,
I was like,
he does not get it.
I did not know that people just said candidly like that.
216-474-0092. Is Jimmy Haslam back to being as involved as he was? That is a jump that I think you should be comfortable making after this weekend, even if I don't think this weekend was all about the quarterbacks. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Lee Corso's send-off on Saturday was a big ratings hit. Corso went perfect with his picks, including the FSU-Bama upset. But everyone waited with bated breath, wondering what Lee's final headgear pick would be. It started with Brutus. Who did it end with? Here, this courtesy of ESPN.
This is one of the easiest picks I've ever made. Texas is loaded. Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback. Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
And then he picked Brutus. Stop. Did you watch it?
Actually, I turned it off. I turned it off like 20 minutes prior.
Oh.
I did. Charlotte had a music class in Shaker Heights, and so I dropped her off because she went with her mom then, and then I walked around, I was getting some steps in, and I wanted to see how Portnoy did in the pregame, and so I put on Fox's, and I was just kind of bored by it, and then I put on ESPN's, and I was just kind of bored by it, and then I just went back to listening to other sports things.
So what I will say is I thought they protected Lee appropriately, that he wasn't on the panel the whole time. It's kind of like he has the last couple years, and I thought they did that as well as he could, given that it's apparent he's had some health challenges.
I thought it was great that they switched it on, like Fox let them switch on the ESPN, and they shared the same feed. I thought that was a very cool moment by Fox to be able to do that. So that was very nice. I did like all the gifts that Ohio State gave. I thought that was also pretty cool. But I think what I learned in this entire stretch here is I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
Oh my God.
I think I'm just done with them. They just don't really do anything for
who
me at this point.
You?
None of them are particularly interesting or entertaining. And the bits that are good, like Portnoy, for instance, coming out and doing his old shtick and everything like that, they're all on the internet. Like I see them all throughout Twitter, all throughout the day, all throughout the morning, and so I find them all there. They're on TikTok. They're everywhere. I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
I would. Consult,
I think there was a real purpose in a time. Like it used to be so cool. Game day 25 years ago, they'd show up at a place that they'd never been to, and you kind of got like a peek into it, and you thought it was so awesome. They've been everywhere. There's no new place. There's no new thing. There's no new ground that they're covering. And so, I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
And
that's
sound,
okay.
You sound like a jilted old man.
No, it just, it's like maybe
you
it'll
like,
get
you
off
sound
my
like
lawn,
maybe
but
we should retire you next.
I feel like I'm spent on him. I get the McAfee shtick. I get what they're trying to do with Fox and everything as well. I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need it.
Omaha!
We do have an AP Top 25 poll, though.
Been waiting
and
on that
so,
one.
Well, it just came out a couple minutes ago, and Ohio State is now number one in the country.
That makes sense. Yeah, you were three. Then you beat the number one team, and now you're number one. I know some people were suggesting whoever won LSU Clemson.
We thought LSU would end up being number one. Well, I thought they might be number two, even if they weren't number one. Penn State is actually number two, and then LSU is three. So Big Ten has the first two spots on here, and then it goes LSU, Georgia, and the Miami to round out the top five. Alabama, which we can get to in a second as well, they dropped all the way to 21st.
You hate to see it. That was a hilarious game, by the way.
I do want to get to that in broader detail.
I still don't think Mike Norvell can coach his way out of a paper bag, but the idea that he went into that game on the hot seat and then they just put the boots to Bama, it was very funny.
Florida State now 14th in the country.
I think Penn State shouldn't be the number two team because they played Nevada.
Yeah.
With love and respect.
I think seven first place votes. Imagine being the person that voted for Penn State over Ohio State.
I would love to know how many of them actually worked the Penn State beat, if we're being very honest about it. I think if you play a quality week zero or week one opponent, I think that should... Now, nothing says once Penn State plays somebody, they can't get back into it. LSU deserves to be in this. That was a hell of a win over Clemson. This is the kind of stuff that I think annoys me with the AP Top 25.
You only get 66 first place votes. So, like, who are these seven people that voted for Penn State? How does that work?
I don't know. Can we get the breakdown? Can we get the aftermath?
We want to do like a Hall of Fame, baseball Hall of Fame balloting where we find out everyone that voted on everything and anything.
So we can shame them?
Well, that's what we would do with this.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Oregon got a first place vote.
I just want to shame people.
How did Oregon get a first place vote?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Omaha! Entering season number 23, Nike put out a new LeBron ad campaign. Here's the audio of it.
They called him the Chosen One. He weight of every expectation on his shoulders. But he never broke. We were all witnesses. Every rival was defeated. Every idol was destroyed. He took the crown and kept it. Behold the greatness. He is the forever king.
People online criticized it as egotistical
like Squid Games.
And over the top. I thought it was like a little Children of the Corn with a girl voicing it. Agree or disagree that this was a chotch campaign by Nike?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. I saw what you saw, though. I saw a lot of people being critical of it, so yeah. I watched it, and I kind of liked it, and then I wondered if I was in the wrong.
Yeah, no offense to Bill Simmons, but when Bill Simmons hates it and it's about LeBron, it probably is good.
Oh, was Simmons leading the charge? I couldn't remember who it was that was leading the charge.
There were a lot of media members, and it's like, guys, I just don't understand being like wowed by thinking any of these guys have egos. It's like, even like Mike never had. Yes, Mike did. Mike had an insatiable ego. They all do.
It'd be weird if LeBron didn't have an ego.
Like, this is also, it's the forever king. That's just an extension of the king, which he's called himself for 20 years, or Nike's called him for 20 years. I just thought the reaction to this was peak. I think LeBron fatigue has been here. And I think now that LeBron is stayed around the game, he's no longer the absolute best player in the NBA. He might be top 20, depending on where you think he is. I think people are like, okay, I've seen enough of you, which is the opposite reaction I have. By the way, you're going to be 40. You're going to be 41 here in December. And you're still one of the 20 best basketball players on the planet. That's insane. That's my reaction to it. It is not the reaction to social media, which I think would like to just scooch him on down the road.
Ah, social media always hating on things. How dare they?
Like pregame shows in college football.
I just didn't enjoy it. I was like, man, this just kind of stinks. All right. In 14 games at Alabama, Kalen DeBoer is about to have four losses as a 14-plus point favorite. Since 2007, in games when Alabama was favored by at least 14 points, Nick Saban was 131-2. Kalen DeBoer is 4-4.
Yeah, that one loss. Here's the thing. I don't think he should have been on the hot seat after last year because Alabama had two down seasons with Saban before DeBoer took over. It's the most feckless I've seen Alabama look in a game where they had more NFL talent than the
other
team.
They just didn't seem like they were trying on most plays, which is very alarming. Do you buy anything into the idea that like one of Saban's secret powers was that he could get the five-star recruit, the highly rated, one of the best players in the country at their position, to actually still give a damn, to not kind of ship it in, so to speak? Like, his secret power was getting the extremely talented to still be like, oh, I have to try hard on every play.
I do think that was part of Nick's like superpower. He's also just a brilliant football guy. I really think Kalen DeBoer is a really good head coach. He's won everywhere, and he's won where it's harder to win than it is at Alabama.
He entered this week with an .897 winning percentage.
Yeah.
You know how insane that is? I think it was like 111 and like 15 or something.
But the truth is, the results is the results, and you better win a hell of a lot more games this year. Like, because here's the thing, Florida State would be what? The sixth best team in the SEC this year? If Florida State handles you this way, half the SEC is going to handle you this way.
Well, and the sad part is that this schedule, if you've seen it or not, it's really, really tough, too. He's going to have a lot of chance. They could easily end up as a 4-5 loss team this year.
Hate to see it. The Browns are in the QB hunt, as we've talked about. Assistant GM Kat Hickman spoke to the media yesterday about their quarterback evaluation process.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now, we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a backseat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings, and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
So this is not specific to Kat Hickman, who is a future NFL GM. But the entirety of the front office, including occasionally Andrew Berry, speak like this. You're speaking to normal people. Nobody, like most normal fans, do not give a rip about data points. They do not give a rip about any of the other corporate Ivy League speak. And I do think like this messaging, if I'm a Browns fan, I got the opposite of excited when I heard that.
Yeah, maybe somewhere between like biting kneecaps and data points. Maybe that's where we need to be meeting.
You know, so what I think is interesting is the Ivy League push into baseball and football. One of their biggest, you know, criticisms was all the colloquialisms of football that didn't really mean anything specific. Well, you've done the same thing just with high-minded, you know, highfalutin football terminology now. Now instead of oh my God, ugly girlfriend, it's data points. Now, bad body, it's this, that, and the other, and it's just annoying as hell.
Bad body turned into data points?
Well, no. It was ugly girlfriend, remember?
What did bad body turn into?
Another really highfalutin thing that I can't think of right now.
Okay.
That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Albert Breer, he was on the sidelines, Ohio State, Texas. We'll get his read on Ohio State after the big win, his read on Arch Manning, and what did he and Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry talk about? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.